Minehead Baptist Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, the 28th of February 2010. Hello and welcome. Thank you once again for joining me. My name's James and I'm the web guy here at NBC. This week we had an all-age worship service and Tim was looking at Living God's Way. As you'll hear, it was a great fun-filled service with lots of audience participation. And you might like to have a sheet of A4 paper with you because there was craft of a kind later in the service. And you might like to take part at home as well. So let's go and join Tim as he's introducing the service.
Many people in the church at the moment are going through the Bible. We're doing a Bible in a Year challenge. And it's interesting because a couple of weeks ago, what we were reading in the Bible in a Year challenge and what the young people were doing in Jam was exactly the same. So, here's a real test for you. Without looking it up, because I know some of you cheat when we do these things, okay, without looking it up, what was Exodus chapter 20 all about? Okay, Exodus chapter 20. Fiona! The Ten Commandments! Give her a clap. Well done. Impressive. Now, here's a real test. There are prizes for this, so we will see how we get on. But I would like you to give me the Ten Commandments in order. Okay? So what do you think was the first of the Ten Commandments? Who thinks they know? Go on, Danny. It's not shall not steal, but keep it in your mind because it will come up later. So, any ideas? The first one. Yes, at the back. Yes, you must have. Come up the front. Come up the front. Come on. Because I want you to hold it for me. Come on. You can do it. You can do it. Bribery and corruption goes well this morning. There you are. You get those. Thank you. Very good. Any ideas what the second one might be? Yes? No. Sorry. No, it's not steal, but keep trying. Yes. No. No. Keep it in your mind, though, because it will come up. No. Come up the front. Yes. Here we go. You can come the step way. Might be easier. There you are. And of course, you'd like a prize, wouldn't you? Anyone got an idea of the next one? Okay. You try it again, Ellie. Go on. Sorry? No. Good try. Any ideas? It's about God's name. Okay, yes. Come up the front then. Yes. We're doing so well. The adults are doing better than the kids, and the kids have only just done it in Jam. You know, you've got to get in there. Right. Oh, you've got magic stars as well. How exciting. Something about today. Something about today. That's a clue. Any ideas? Something about today. Yes? Yes, come up the front. Fantastic. Great. Keep the Sabbath as a holy day is how I've got it written here. So it's about making sure that we keep that special for God. Anybody for the next one while they're coming up? Any ideas? Something about parents. Over in that corner. Yes, come on then. Of course, we do this all the time, don't we, Kes? You don't want a prize, do you?
Yes, I do.
What a surprise. There we go. Okay. Hint there. Any ideas? Any ideas? Don't murder. Yes, come up the front. Great. Fantastic. See, we're getting there. How many are we up to? Oh, got to do that. Do your bit as well. There we go. Next one is about being married. So, any ideas? Any ideas? Come up the front. Yes, well done. Cool. Can you all move up slightly? Is that okay? Please don't miss out on sitting on the table. Do sit on the table. There we go. What's the next one, Daniel? No! Oh, that was painful. Yes! Yes! Surprise, surprise. I will come back to you, Daniel, don't worry. You're coming up next. Right. Okay, there we are. Don't steal. This one. Any ideas? Any ideas? Oh! No! We're doing well, but... Daniel, could you hold this one for me? No? Okay. Don't worry. You're trying to look through it. That's real cheating. There. You mustn't... Well, it depends on which version you've learnt. Bearing false witness, or... It can be you must not tell lies about your neighbour. But, Pamela, you did have your hand up, so you can come up the front. Come on. Great. Fantastic. Do you like Maltesers? That's all right, then. Excellent. Thank you kindly. Okay, the last one. Any ideas? Any ideas? No. That's got you going, hasn't it? Any ideas? Last one. Go on, then. Not quite. No, we got that one. We did that one up there. But you can hold this one for me if you'd like. Okay. You mustn't covet anything that belongs to your neighbour. Because you did covet a minute ago, didn't you? Yeah. Excellent. That was before or after steal, I'm not sure. Right, here we go. Hey, you get Skittles. I like those. Great.
What is a Skittle?
You'll find out when you eat them. Great. Now, so in our Bible in a Year reading... We've looked at these as the adults, but you did it in JAM as well, didn't you? A few weeks ago. And today, we're going to focus a little bit on those sort of commandments. But now you can go and eat your bits and give me back your piece of paper. Give them a round of applause. Well done.
Is wonderful.
There might be a point to that. Vaguely. Okay. You know, we managed to remember all of the Ten Commandments earlier, eventually. Why do you think the commandments might be important? Well, the thing is, I think we can learn something from the song that we've just sung. Because when everybody was in tune, it was sounding pretty good, wasn't it? It wasn't bad. So we'll have, you know, tuneful singing was great. But, you know, there was a problem, wasn't there? We did deliberately go wrong, just in case those of you were thinking we were hopeless, all right? And the thing is that when you're making a racket, okay, then it just doesn't work, does it? It's just not right anymore. And the thing is, it's like that with God's commandments. Because God wants us to live really well as people. And his commandments are designed so that we might get the best out of life. That's why God gave them. And he gave them those commands so that we might not hurt one another. Because you go through all of those commandments we just looked at, and if we keep those, then we're not going to hurt anybody else. And we won't get hurt either, as long as everybody is singing the same tune. Because when we live together in love by obeying his commands, then the reality is that God's love starts to get spread around. And the reality is that when we join together and do things well, when we keep God's commands, then things are happy. Things are good. When people go their own way and they ignore God's commands, then things really start to fall apart, a bit like our singing did of just a few moments ago. And the thing is that when people choose not to obey God's commands, then people get hurt and people get damaged, and it's not good. So what I want to suggest this morning is that rather than the Ten Commandments being just a list of do's and don'ts, which is how some people tend to look at it, we need to recognize that actually they're God's gift to us, to keep us safe, to keep us well, to be able to be the best in all of our relationships, so that we live well with one another, and also so that we live well with God. And that's why God has given us the commandments, and why they're really important. Whether we're really tiny or we're very old and have shrunk a bit, we all need to keep to those commands because God's given them so that we might live well.
Jesus answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and most important command. And the second command is like the first. Love your neighbour as you love yourself."
Thank you. Excellent. Thanks, Sam. Now you remember it. We remember where it comes from. It's from Jesus' words. It was a bit mean of me earlier, wasn't it? Because I didn't say anything. Because I knew I was going to say this later. Okay? So that's why I didn't say anything. But we're thinking about living really God's way. That's what all of this stuff about God's commands is about. And Jesus says that you can summarize all of those things that we thought of earlier in just two commandments. Do you want to say it with me? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. So basically, it's sort of like that, really. Love God first. And then Jesus said there was another one. Love your neighbour as yourself. And so that's about loving others. And you know, we can take all of the commandments we thought of earlier and put them in one of these pots. So I want to ask you, could you lean towards which side you think it should go in? Is that okay? So you might need your arms to lean, all right? Okay, so this one? Which one do you think that one leans towards? You leaning that way? Fantastic, I think you're right. How about this one? Some of you are going which way? Interesting. Okay, I think it's that way. I think that one's definitely a leaning that way. Okay. Now this one's interesting because it actually is also God giving us rest. So it's also about relationships, but he's done it so that we've got space to love him. So I think on balance, we're leaning this way. Okay? How about that one? Oh, we're going that way. Right, okay. How about this one? You mustn't murder anyone. Okay. How about this one? That's about relationships and keeping things good, isn't it? Mustn't steal. Ooh. You're going to get a crick, aren't you, in a minute? Okay. Try this one. Lies about your neighbours? I think we're leaning that way. I can tell you're tired because your hands have gone down. It's very sad. Mustn't cover anything. Fantastic. So those pots really give us an idea, don't they? That Jesus saw all of the commandments that had been given about our relationships. It was about how we related together. It wasn't about do's and don'ts. It's about relationships, about how to live well in our relationship with God and how to live well in our relationships together. And Jesus is saying that if we have a good relationship with God, then we're going to want to please God in how we live. And if we have good relationships with other people, then the same is true. We'll want to live the way that God suggests and not hurt other people along the way. Now I want to say something, and it's this. Although it might be a lot easier to only remember those two, Jesus actually made it more difficult. Do you remember these words? Do you want to read them with me? You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder. And anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Oh dear. Oh dear. Because Jesus took the basic commandments, like the ones that we thought about earlier, and he actually made them stronger. He made them harder to keep. So it's not just about rules and regulations. Oh, there's a sad person there. It's not just about that. It's also about our attitudes and our thoughts. So here's a question. Have you murdered anyone in the last week? I'm worried over this way. Not physically, that's worrying, okay? Have you, though, thought something bad about anybody else this week? Ah. Tricky. Tricky. You know, elsewhere in the Bible, it's not just about murder and anger, is it? It's about all sorts of things. And Jesus says that to please God, we have to be holy. Like God is holy. How many of you feel you're perfectly holy this morning? It's tricky, isn't it? Because Jesus challenges us to take the commandments and actually make them much more powerful. And almost, I would say, impossible for us to keep. Impossible to keep on our own. And that's the issue, isn't it? Because remember, Jesus took the commandments and he made them about relationships rather than about law. And we know that Jesus came and he died for each of us so that we can have a personal relationship with God. So even though we can't possibly live up to his teaching in our own strength, Jesus promises to help us through putting his Holy Spirit in us. Now, some of you might remember these words. And can we read these together? If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I've said to you. This whole thing about living God's way is not about the do's and don'ts, but it's about God helping us through our relationship with him to live well. That's what it's about. So rather than do's and don'ts and the things that sometimes people think Christianity is all about, it's about these relationships and how important they are. So living God's way, we realise why his commands are for our own good. And living God's way is about growing to love God more and to grow to love others as if they were as important as ourselves. And we're growing towards that. Living God's way is about living every day with the Holy Spirit to help us in all of our relationships. I think that's worth celebrating. Now, I really am a bit nervous about the next thing I want to do, and I need some help. Every person here needs a piece of paper. So, could you help give out a piece of paper to every person here? Daniel, can you help as well? Because there's quite a few people here, so the quicker we do this, the better, really. Okay. Fantastic. If you have a pen with you, you're okay. All right? If you haven't got a pen with you, I've got some for you. So, Tony, could you give those out to whoever is necessary? And there are some felt tips as well, if people prefer those. Do you want to... who else could help? Kezzy, do you want to help give those out? Fantastic. Okay. So if anybody needs one, you can give them that. Okay. Right. Now... soon. What we're going to do is we're going to pray, but we're going to pray in a slightly different way this morning, and we're going to do a joy prayer. Okay. Now the scary bit for me this morning is that we're going to have prayer planes. All right. This is the scary bit for me. Now, if you've got your piece of paper and your pen, what I'd like you to do is to do a joy prayer. It doesn't have to be long. This is for all ages, the youngest to the oldest, all right? Basically, the J is to remind us about Jesus. So it's about thanking Jesus for something. And it may be something we've picked up this morning as we've worshipped together and we've shared together. So it's a thank you. So on your sheet of paper, firstly, can you do a thank you, Jesus, for? And it may be earlier when we were worshipping and we thought of some of the words to describe Jesus and all he's done for us. Might be that. Or it could be something quite personal for you. So your J is thank you, Jesus, for. The O is thinking about others and other situations. Some of us have been really touched by the problems in Chile over the last little bit. There's some more there. And, or it may be something in Minehead, or it may be a person, maybe a situation. So if you can put an O on your piece of paper for others. And the why is about you. Okay? That's about what you would like to ask God to help you with. It might be one of the things we picked up from the commandments. It might be that you want to be more patient with your children. It might be that children, you want to be nicer to your parents. How about that? That would be a good prayer. But whatever it might be that you want God to help you with, you put it down as your why. Is that okay? I'll give you a couple of minutes to just write. Doesn't need to be long, maybe even just a word or two. But a J for thank you, Jesus, for. An O for others. Paper. More paper in that corner. Okay. And a Y. Can you take the paper to that corner over there? Okay. Fantastic. Right. Take one for yourself.
Oh dear.
Take one for yourself, Kez, because you need one too. Do you need a piece of paper, Kez? There we go. You know what you're doing. Something you want to thank Jesus for. Something you want to for other people. There you go. You've got one. Okay. Great. Fantastic. Thank you. Did you want one? You got one? Okay. Right. For those who are very clever, you will have already worked out. You now need to take your piece of paper and fold it in half. Okay? Fold it in half. Open it out and fold the corners into the middle. Like that. Okay? Happy with that? If you'd like to, you can fold it down again like that. Okay? So you take the side and fold it back in again. Like that. You then fold it over and put the sides down. You've got an idea where this is going now, haven't you? Ta-da! Okay, anybody who hasn't done this for many years, do you want a reminder again? All right. Take your paper, fold it in half, then fold the edges down again into the middle. Fold them again into the middle. Then fold it together and make some things. Okay? Right. I'll give you a minute or two more. And we have a grand moment, okay? We're going to have a grand moment in a minute. Okay? Yeah, that's right. Put it together now. That's fine. And then put it together, and then you fold down the side. That's it. Well done. Cool. If you can help anybody who looks like they're struggling, that would be great. Oh dear, origami on a Sunday morning. Well done. Right. I think we're almost there. I'm quite impressed by how some of them look. Some of you have done your own versions, that's fine. Some of you have got little tips to make the merry dynamically wonderful. I don't want to do it before everybody's happy and ready. Mark, you're not allowed to aim for the top of the organ. Okay? Before we take flight, can I just remind you of something? The idea is that you will pick up a plane afterwards. So please do not throw it somewhere where we can't get to it. Or it will all go horribly wrong. But the idea is that in a moment we're going to have a grand launch of our prayer planes. And what I'd like you to do then, and the children will help, won't you, children? We're going to pick the planes up, make sure everybody's got one, and then you're going to pray for what's on the plane that you get back. It won't be your plane, okay? This is a way of praying for one another, praying for what God wants to do in our lives. So, are you ready? Yes. 3, 2, 1, go! Would you like to pick up a plane then? Anybody need one? Right. Now that you've got a plane, hopefully. Oh. There's one. There we go. All right. Fantastic. If you would like to pray on your own, that's fine. If you'd like to pray with those who are around you, that will probably be easier, and it would certainly help the children out a bit, I think. So just for the next couple of minutes, let's pray for those things that we have received from someone else who is here this morning. So can you just pray for those things, please? Thank you. Lord Jesus, although we've had a lot of fun in the last few moments, we do want to bring all of these prayers. Father, we thank you that every one of those planes represents the life of someone else who you love and you care for. And Father, somebody has taken our plane and they're seeking to love us as they take those prayers. And we pray, Lord, this morning that you would help us to receive your love and your peace, to live in the power of your Spirit as we seek to serve you and to live the way you want us to live. Help us to keep your commands, not through our own ability, but with your help with us day by day. And we pray, Lord, for all those situations which we have identified on those planes, where your grace and your love and your mercy and your peace and your healing and your help are needed. And we hand them to you in this moment. Thank you, Lord, for the fun of today. And we pray, Lord, that as we go into a new week, you would go ahead of us and help us to walk with you day by day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Do take those planes home and pray for those people, because it saves us clearing up a lot, but it also is good to pray for one another through this coming week.
If you'd like to leave a comment on the sermon, please go over to the website and minehead-baptist.com/sermons. And on the website, you can also find out about the fun things that we're doing over here at Easter. We've got a holiday club, a family fun day, and lots more. So head on over to the website to find out what's happening. Well, thank you once again for listening. Please stay subscribed, and I'll speak to you soon.